Okay, word meanings. Vimong Chang. They released. Bayu B. By the winds. No na. Impelled. Bhute Bha. To all living beings. Cha. And. Ang Mitang. Their nectar and water. Gana. The clouds. Yata. As Ashisha, charitable benedictions, Bit Pataya, kings, Kali Kali, from time to time, Dvija, by the Brahmanas, Irita, encouraged. Translation, the clouds impelled by the winds release their nectar and water for the benefit of all living beings, just as kings, instructed by their Brahmana priests, dispense charity to the citizens. Purport, Srila Prabhupada comments, in the rainy season, the clouds tossed by the wind deliver water that is welcome like nectar. When the Vedic followers, the Brahmanas, inspire rich men like kings and the wealthy mercantile community to give charity in the performance of great sacrifices, the distribution of such wealth is also nectarian. The four sections of human society, namely Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, are meant to live peacefully in a cooperative mood. This is possible when they are guided by expert Vedic Brahmanas who perform sacrifices and distribute wealth equally. Omagana timarandasya gyananjana sharakaya chakshuran militang jena tasmai shi gurave nama mukhaṁ karoti bācchāraṁ paṅgulāṁ ete gariṁ akkipāta maham bande shī guruṁ dinatāraṁ shī kṛṣṇa caitanya prabhu nitānanda shī advaita gadādhāra shī vāsati gaur bhakta binda hare kṛṣṇa hare kṛṣṇa 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 hare 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 rāma hare rāma 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 hare hare vimunchan vayu bir nanunā Bhutebhyas chamritangana yata shisho bishpataya kale kale dvije ritta. So this, the cloud is compared to the, is releasing the water and it's impelled by the wind. Because the comparison is given that the brahmanas, or those who are in the position of brahmanas, or the sadhu, guru, they're meant to inspire the other citizens. They don't actually do it themselves. Of course, a brahmana, he's detached also. He also gives. Yajan Yajan Patan Patan Dana Patigraha. There's six activities of the Brahmana. Yajan Yajan, that he does, he worships Krishna and he also gets others to do it. Yajan Yajan Patan Patan means Patan, he studies the Shastra, and Patan, he also he gets others to do it. And Dana, he gives also. Dana patigraha means he accepts charity. So, but actually the chief function is that he inspires others to, but this is also giving. It's not like he's not giving. But if he does get in charity, he is meant to pass it out. Brahman is not attached. Sometimes we hear about wealthy Brahmana, etc., etc. But actually, a Brahmana is supposed to be completely niskinchana, without anything. Sometimes Prabhupada would explain the Brahmana means to reduce eating and sleeping to nil, or to have no possession, like Sudama Brahmana. Don't have to be that poor, but he is very poor. He was very poor. But even he inspired Krishna. Just see that example. We heard that the other day. Krishna is like the Kshatriyas. But generally speaking, this is the function. Just like Prabhupada, his whole mission was to inspire all sections of society. And he could inspire very wealthy men, even leaders of society. Mandalapati, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were the Mandalapati leaders of society. They gave that position up. Taktwa Tornamashesha Mandalapati Sada Tuchaba. They were in a position of great wealthy kings and leaders. They gave that position up. Perhaps they were inspiring. They had built replicas of the Vrindavan. At that point, they hadn't been to Vrindavan, but they had built, and Rupa Goswami especially had written, already had written some famous books. But they were inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami, he uses the specific word inspiration, prera, praranaya. Hridyasya praranaya pavarti toham varakarupo pi tasya hare padagamalam chaitanya devasya bandesh chaitanya devasya. In the second verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he's describing that he's inspired from the heart. Because this is where inspiration comes, from the heart. And the Brahmins themselves, they are inspired persons. So although Rupa and Sanatan, in particular, we're speaking, that they gave up, you know, someone might think, in a mundane person, modern mundane person would think, wow, that's weird. These guys are weird. They gave up, and Raghunath Das also, he gave up his father and uncle. They were the wealthiest persons in Bengal, practically. Some of the wealthiest. Billionaires by today's standard. And Raghunath gave it up near Jala Kupa. He said, it's just like a dark well, no water. I mean, if you're stuck in a well, you may as well have some water. But he said, no, it's a dry well. No. Meant nothing to him, because so inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya Kyam Param Tattvam Sarvakarana Karana. He's no less than Sarvakarana Karana, inspiring everybody. He's cause of all causes, Chaitanya Kyam. He's Paratattva Sarvakarana Karana. But this is just one description of Mahaprabhu. He's within the heart, inspiring. Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. Sometimes we hear that people are not inspired, we're not inspired, Krishna consciousness is not inspiring me. But then, of course, it's explained that whether one is, whatever he's doing, he's inspired. He's been inspired to do material activity. You're inspired to do that. Whatever we do, it's inspiration. Tene brahma hridayarika vaye muhyanti atsurayaha. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's described there that Lord Brahma's was inspired, enlightened in the heart. Hrida adhika vaye. He's adhika vaye, original wise person, original poet. And he heard only tapa, tapa. He was inspired in the heart like that. Tapas tam tapa etena, tavasid hir bhavishyati. In the Brahma Sangita describing that, according to one's tapasya, he gets advancement, his perfection evolves, increases. Anandam buddhivardhanam. So, to access the spiritual master. Now, in the old days, or now, anytime, The spiritual master inspires the disciple. And this is understood. Because many times we hear, oh, Prabhupada was inspiring so many people. Still, we see Prabhupada is inspiring. We hear his bhajans. We read his books, his instructions. But many times he would say, I'm simply trying to inspire you. Or he would say that you can directly be inspired by the Super Soul. Or he would instruct others, just immediately sending some beads. Now I'm sending your beads, so you inspire others now to take up this Krishna consciousness. So the inspiration doesn't stop with Prabhupada, but we're all meant to become inspired and inspire others. Prana arta dhyava cha shreya acharanam sada. Somehow, by prana arta, if we only have money, even if we're not so inspired, just like Prabhupada would inspire some wealthy man, and immediately that man would give like money. Just seeing Prabhupada gets so inspired. Oh, here's a real sadhu. Well, that's amazing. Get inspired. Ordinary persons, ordinary people off the street, anybody. This is, and then Krishna is in his heart saying, yes, this is a real sadhu. This man is saintly. That man is glowing. Even a cop said one time, policeman, Prabhupada, your guru, he's like glowing. So within the heart, that cop had some purva, some previous pious, he was somehow or other, Krishna was telling, yes, do like this. Or some dacoits might come, some Naxalites in Calcutta, and they want to make trouble. And they're acting, but then they'll see Prabhupada and they'll just melt. And they'll think, well, I don't want to make trouble. May not melt in ecstasy, but at least they'll think, well, actually, maybe Krishna tells them in the heart by inspiration. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. Go bahanam yo vididati kam. So, chaitana, there are many conscious persons, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Chaitanya Charita, he is the character of that. He is the actual person. That's why we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the word is used here also, Cha Amritam. This water is like nectar, released by the clouds. Gana Ganatmam. Everyone is burning, whether it's in the hot season as described here, the relief, or it's meant in a more poetic way. That everyone is burning. Papo, Tapo, Nikrintano. Tanu Britam Govinda Ganam Ritai. I think somebody quoted that recently, but very nice. That because we're hearing about the trees drying up just in the last few verses. So everyone, as it says here, Bhute Bhyas, all living beings are like these trees. We're reading one wonderful simile, metaphor after another, analogies. But as it flows out, you can see it's this symphony of wonderful poetry Shukadeva Goswami is giving. And it can be understood in various... The first level is just impelled by winds, but it's compared here to the kings being inspired by the Brahmins. So not only the king, modern day we don't even have a king, but any leader can be inspired, even now. We hear that some leaders of countries, they get inspired somehow by Krishna consciousness. And this was Prabhupada's expertise, that he could inspire. Just like Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inspiring the animals in the forest, in the Jarikanda, from within the heart. and they were dancing. But at least we could get the humans, inspire them to dance. Like Keshe was making a plea to go out and chant, to inspire the people. Of course, the better our presentation, the more there, they might get inspired, and we might get inspired to go. But in previous time, when we talk about previous time, Prabhupada was inspiring. But at the same time, he was so determined. He said, just like military, he wrote in letter, he said it many times, that our temples are not meant that we just sit around here. No, but everyone in the temple is supposed to immediately go. If there's call of the spiritual master, and he's still saying, the same instruction is there. Everyone must go out for the chanting. Everyone must preach. Everyone like that. It's not optional, in other words. Tapa. This is the tapa. And if we want to be released from the burning, papal tapa and the krintano, we were saying this, six Goswami, Sad Goswami Astakam. The six Goswamis described by Srinivasacharya that everyone is suffering tapa in this material world because of papa. Papa, papi, tapi, jato chilo, harinam udirilo. And the harinam is meant to relieve that suffering. The suffering is because of pap, sinful activity, papo, tapo. Those two words, many times they're used poetically. Papo, tapo, nikrintano means these six Goswamis are relieving them. They're taking away this suffering. How? Govinda Gana Amritai. By this Amrit of Govinda. Gana. Songs of Govinda. So although they were, looked like the six Goswamis were sitting somewhere in the middle of India 500 years ago and just sitting, writing. But they were Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana. They were dancing like madmen and Nana Shastra Vichara Naikino. They were Nipano, super expert at studying the Shastras. Vichara Naikinipano. Aikinipano means exclusively expert, not just. And for our benefit, to inspire, just to inspire us. Just like Rupa Goswami is saying, he's inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's offering respects also to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Oramadishasya Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I am composing the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by inspiration of Sanatan, his brother, his spiritual master. Sanatan also means Krishna. But he's specifically saying like that. And so for our benefit, they're still, they've so much wonderful. They've taken the essence of the Shastras. Nana Shastra Vachana Kinivas. Saddharma Samstapago. And they've established the Saddharma. Because Mahaprabhu inspired them. And Ramananda Roy, he was speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, tell me something about Radha Krishna. Tell me about their pastimes. Just see, Mahaprabhu is inspired by Ramananda Roy. But he's questioning him like that. And Ramananda Roy is saying, I don't really know anything, but you're inspiring me to say something. So I'll try to speak something, but I'm just like a tiny puppet, just speaking, being inspired. So we all have the benediction by Kaviraj Goswami. Siddha Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vas. May Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Siddha Hridaya Kandare, who's in the heart, inspire all of you. Get the blessings he's giving them. So anyone can access those blessings by bringing his mind there. Even if your mind is very mad, mada mohita, mada mata sada. Bhaktivinoda says the mind is so mad and always after some mundane thing. Nidra lasya hasha sukharji varata, conquered by ignorance, sleep, always want to do bad things for other people. Ujjogi, I get inspired. He's talking about the karmis. He's taking himself as one, but he's it's kind of humorous. If you know anything about Bhaktivinoda, you wouldn't think for a moment that he would be really thinking badly of anybody or trying to, you know, in any way wish evil. He's our constant well-wisher. Prabhupada would sign all of his letters, ever well-wishing. Always inspiring. Prabhupada is always inspiring, whether by writing so many letters. One letter, he said, I'm writing 16 letters a day. Maybe he didn't write 16 every day, but some were lost. But he counted one day that he wrote 16 letters in a day. 16 letters, and he still managed to manage ISKCON, do his bhajan, chant rounds, travel all over the place, and what to speak of, write his books. So that's inspired. Who would get on a steamship and go out in the middle of the ocean for 40 days or something? Had to be pretty inspired. So this inspiration is still being generated. But still, Prabhupada doesn't think that he's the source of all inspiration. No. That inspiration is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his spiritual master. He said that specifically. I've been inspired by my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati, and I am trying to inspire all of you. So everything is going on by inspiration only. And I think Sariputta wrote one nice essay about that, about inspiration, how great personalities get inspired, like these great musicians and philosophers, scientists, mathematicians. They call it some type of intuition, but they're inspired. A little ant is inspired, a calf. In one of the books that, what's it called, Nature's IQ, this amazing examples, and one that Drudha Karma thought was so amazing, he put it in his book too. There's some bird, I forgot the name of that bird, but a bird in Australia, and it gets inspired to make this nest, which is like, you know, 30 feet wide or something, 5 feet tall. It has to be temperature controlled in order. And the male bird, he takes care of that nest all winter and summer, and he has to always adjust according to how much stuff is on top of it and all the different, you know, foliage and leaves and dirt. He keeps it exactly at, what, 68 or 70, 78 degrees or something like that. And not only that, they don't even have to see anybody do that. They take those birds and isolate them, and they still do the same thing. So they're inspired to do, so they call it Nature's IQ. And it's very, very detailed. It's like a whole page of description of what they're doing, these birds. So similarly, every entity is inspired, the calf, and he immediately wants to, the bird wants to fly. They have their mystic power, they do, and they're inspired to do it. But in the human form of life, we have, luckily, fortunately, we have access to hearing and chanting specifically. Of course, anyone can hear, any entity can hear, just like Mahaprabhu could inspire the animals. But at least we can inspire the humans. Dwipad Pashu, they're also animals, just that they have 2 feet instead of 4. They walk on 2 legs. Just like Prabhupada was inspiring us with his joke sometimes. He said, yes, they're going on 4 wheels. Animal is going on, dog is going on 4 legs. You are going on 4 wheels. What is the difference? It's pretty amazing. Prabhupada's inspiration is very funny. Only someone, a self-realized transcendental person, could say something like that. Immediately you understand, wow, amazing. So this is Prabhupada's business. Even he was heavy duty. Like one wealthy man was walking with Prabhupada, just met Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, so what is your business? He said, oh, I have a big, big factory. I'm making glass and so many things like that. And Prabhupada immediately said, so you're stealing from Krishna. You're stealing from God, that's all. You're so proud that you're stealing from God. And he said, no, no, Swamiji, I am like this. No, no, you're a thief. He said, but I'm not taking, I am also giving so much. So you're a smaller thief, but you're still a thief. But Prabhupada could still inspire someone because he was so pure. And Krishna was there, and he's acting. Stapyati, yad yad acharati shreista. He's the best of men. And so this inspiration is there. So many devotees, they say they joined, they heard George Harrison, they got inspired. He was chanting. But who inspired him? Prabhupada. He told him, it's okay, keep your hair. Prabhupada was very intelligent. What would be the use of George Harrison shaved up? All the people that heard him, all the ordinary persons who weren't devotees, they thought, oh, he's ordinary. But they got inspired. But he was inspired by Prabhupada just to make up all those songs. Just the... So, whoever we are, whatever we're doing, in any walk of light, yatta pasasi kaunteya, yadashnasi, whatever we do, we need to be inspired. So we have to constantly be looking toward... If there's so much inspiration Prabhupada has given. The deities, all the pujaris addressing the deities with the idea, I'll inspire the other devotees. Those who are doing bhajan, they're thinking Krishna's pleased. Not only they're dressing, of course, for Krishna, but they want to inspire people to see Krishna. And if they're doing the chanting, they're doing for Krishna, but it inspires people. Sometimes it's not so inspiring. When it's wonderfully done, it inspires whatever we do. So we want to pray for that inspiration, just like these six Goswamis. They're not thinking that I am doing so much now. No, they're just praying. Kripa Bindu Diya to the Acharya. Guru Devatatma, that the Guru is the just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Ganaganatvam, he is the samsara davanala lila lotanaya karanya ganaganatvam. Just like it mentions the cloud, they're pouring on the nectar. Ganaganatvam. They have this quality of the cloud, impelled by the winds. So it's not restricted that the brahmana or the spiritual master can also act like the cloud. He can also act like cloud, but he inspires others. And therefore, extinguishing the blazing fire, dhavanala, the forest fire, material existence, that's blazing in the heart. Bishaya vishanale, burning jvala, burning in the heart, this burning constantly. Bishama Bishaya Bishashatata Kainu. And we're trying to enjoy those blazing flames. Just like they have this nuclear power. And they think that somehow they'll become... Just imagine how absurd this is. They're creating this horrible... As it's Ugra Karma. Kshayaya Jagata Ahita, Krishna says. Ahita. They're doing bad, horrible, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. And they're thinking that it's somehow good. Perfect example, Prabhupada said, was when they're smoking cools, cigarettes, burning flame. They're going to get lung cancer. They're going to get lip cancer, throat cancer, something. And sometimes they're still smoking and have a hole. Their mouth is taken away, and they're smoking through the air. Well, that's a tiny example. But the other thing is much worse. As one devotee was recently here, we were with him driving. So he works at this place. It's a 110-mile square area, 10 by 11 miles in, I think it was Alabama or Tennessee, one of those states, where they keep all the spent atomic nuclear toxic waste. And constantly surveillance. At one time they had 40,000 people working. Now they reduced to 10,000-15,000 people work in that area. And constantly surveillance to keep it under control. Now other countries, they don't care. You think they care? And Chernobyl? No. Just let them all die. They don't care. Whole thing exploded. No such... Even if they try, they have this Fukushima, whatever. Boom! Everyone's dying now from that. Chernobyl. So many people got cancer from there, died. this is blazing flame, and they think that they're, this is Holocaust, Prabhupada said. It's like trying to enjoy the Holocaust. Go out and run out while they put out the nuke. You may as well run outside when they hit you with a nuke anyway. So this is what's happening, and this is not just an ordinary forest fire, but it's many times, billions of times worse. So they think by increasing the temperature that this is somehow pleasure. You already have this blazing flame, hot temperature, material desire, and they're increasing it. And they think they're advancing. So the sadhus, they're meant for inspiring the people that, no, give that up. You can take pleasure in the self. Sukho antararama satanta joja eva ya. It's the Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. That Bhagavad Gita says, whose pleasure is within. Adyantavanta konteya. Doesn't take pleasure in the adyantavanta, that which has a beginning and an end. And beginning and end. But this is the...